Lord, I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. I live to worship you, oh my God, oh Lord. I live to worship you. At your feet, oh God, is the Most High face. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face.
Yes.
For there is no higher calling, there is no greater honor than to bow and live before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. I live to worship you, oh my God, oh Lord. I live to worship you. I worship you, Almighty God.
Yes.
There is none like you. I worship you. Oh, praise of peace, that is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do, mighty God. I can say through all eternity long and fair, like you. I can search for all eternity long and fair. There is no like you.
Yes.
I can search for all eternity long and fair. There is no like you. En no lo vaciando, lo siendo. There is none only as a God. There is none beside thee. Yes, Lord Jesus. Days, be lifted up.
Mikusa sa prondege kustososie
Estando la balicro socie, estando gallego togo socie, esapriando que de libro socie, esaprande que custo socie, esaponde que custo socie, el lavago libro socie, estando que galebro socie, me custo lo bronde que custo socie, esaprande que catua socie, esotende que culo bronde que custo socie, esaprande que costo supranago socie, estomba la balicra socie, ende que libro saato, enga custo soprande que quiaso, me cuata la bonde li que custo socie, esaprande que custo socie, mo cuata nengle que cuaso, eso pronde que custo socie, eso pianda que ya custo lo pronde que sacie, ende que custoso, mende que libro sociate, ende que tu asacia, ende que libro socia, ende que libro saato, ende que libro socia, ende que custo socia, me cuachete, illa biata, ande que le brusa ato, ende que custo socie, ende que custo sociate, ende ca tapio dono le brisa ate, me cuasa, si ike cuaso, esso pia, o tonga que le brusa socia, estende li que custo socie, esso prondege que tuata, legge quaso sopronde che custo sia ende che libro socie mi custo socia ende che libro socie ende che libro socie endike e quata la voce se prende che custo socie e sto andando con libro socie e zapionde galebri na custo socie e doglo costo sia ende che custo socie, me custo lo bronde che custo socie, ende che libro socie, ende che libro socie, ende custo socie, apioto, ende che custo socie, ende che libro socie, ende che tu sapionde che libro socie, ende che quaso, si ende che libro socie, istondo che custo socie, ende que libro socie, me cuata, ando que libro socie, ende custa socie, y la bronde que custoso, se prendi que custo socie, y la bongrechete, y la bacuto socie, estando la bozaraya, y que cuasa socie, me que tua sapioto, le que custo sociate, elle prendoso sopronde che custosia, isopronde che custoso, ende che chitata le beliglo socie, istonde che libro socia, ende che custo socie, isoponde che libro socie, isoponde che custoso, isopronde che custoso, isopronde che qua socie, ende que lebru socie, isso pronde que costo socie, isso pronde que custo socie, e la bengle que custo socia, isto onde que libru socia, isso pronde que custo socie, e la brende que quaso, ende que susu pronde gaza, isso pronde que susu pronde que quaza, e la bioto, ende que custo socie, ende que libro socia, ende que cuata, atuata, ende que custo socie, ende li que cua socie, mecla custo socie, ende que libro socie, ende custo socie, si aprone gaza, ende que susu prone gaza, me cuata, lebe libro socie, ende que custo socie, apioto, legge custo socie, ende que libro socie, y sopronde que cuasa, ende que libro socie, li ingequa, sapiondo lo bronce a. Ate. Endege custo sosie. Estondo lobo sosia. Esso prondege custo sosie. Endege quasa. Illa biondege custo sosie. Esso pia apioto. Endege che qua sosie. Endege custo sosie. Issa pia attuata d'angle che gogosiato. Endege custo sosie. Isso pronde che custosa, inde che custoso sia te, e la ventre negaso sia, isto no lo bosciate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice. And you are saying to the Lord this morning, my Father, unravel to me the mystery of the life-giving power in the Holy Ghost and in the Word of God. The life-giving power in the Word of God. Make known to me the life-giving power in the Word of God. Make known to me the life-giving power that is in the blood of Jesus, the life-giving power that is in the word of the living God, ancient of days, make known unto me. Lily of the valley, make known unto me the life-giving power in the blood of Jesus. Isso inge custo sociato, elegi e pioto, mekekwa associa. Isso pronde que custo socie, isso uta a pionde que livro socie, isso pronde que quase me custo socie, ende que custo socia, isto onde que custo socie, ende que livro socie, ende que quase se ende que custoso, isso pronde que custoso, isso pia atuata. Lega custoso, se ende le brusa sia, estoso, se pentre nevaso, e che quace te, bequata, ando che custoso sia, e sopronde che quasa, mecheca, apioso da libruso ote, ende custoso sia, e sopronde che custoso sia, ende che custoso sia. Enda bakustosia apion de gaza esso prondege custososie enda ke kukubazatia ille bontro nogoso esso kiantu nagate libru sosie esso prondege custosiate mikotalia lengle custososie esso prondege custososie covenant of life in the blood of Jesus be made alive in me. Covenant of life in the blood of Jesus be made alive in me, be made alive in me, be made alive in me, be made alive to me. Covenant of life in the blood of Jesus be made alive in me, be made alive in me. Covenant of life in the blood of Jesus. Come alive in me. Come alive in me. Come alive in me. O sapion dege custoso si eto. Legle custoso prondege custoso. Sta libru nagakwa tanangle ke quaso. Eze ke tua zaprondege custoso. Zeprunde ga custoso si e. Endege custoso si e. Esto libra na bogo go libru socie. Ende ke libru socie. Ende ke libru socie. Ende ke custo sociato. Ende ke libru socia. De pon costo sociate. Illa bacuata. Le ke cuata. Dengle custo sopronde ke custo socie. Estondo do custo socie. Me cuata. Ella via a tua sanangle che custoso si e sopronde che custoso si e sopronde che custosa e illa brandus to sosie, enda ge custosos, le biandoli che quata nangle che custososie, e sto dopo l'igra sasia, inge quata, le vlenge qua sosie, ende ge ge libru sosie, e sto andolo vosiato, me quata da bango così ike quata, e sopronde ge custoso, ende ge custososie, e sopronde ge quata, inde ge quasa, embo custososie, e sopronde ge custososie, e la be quasa, le be ke custososie, e suprina gago susosia, e stonde ge ke lebrus obolobosiate, me quasa, le be quaso, zepi andu ge quasa, e sopi andogi e quasa, ende ge 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 librusosia, ende che è quasi le che custososo se prende che quasi sia e sto la bacuto gozo siende li angroso si prunda gaso so prende che quasi ende che custoso sie e so pri anti che quasi sie me quasi de che custoso sie me cutoli che quasi siato entro no vosso siate, in la via quazza nangle che custoso sie, e supru nagaku custoso sie, e stondege che libru sosia, e stondege che sosia, zeprondege quazzo, e stondege custoso sie, me cutondege che libru sosie, e soprondege quazzo, e dege che libru sosia, e sopronde che quasi si e sopia attuata legge quasi legge quasi siato me quasi legge co custo sosie e sopronde che lebru sate e de quasi pionde che libru sosie e sapotonga gashate e la volo brusate e che quasi sopronde che sa e supiando con libru sosia, e soponde che quasa, ente che libru sosie, ente quasa, pionde che qua sosie, e su inde che cotuata, lebri na go sosiato, ente che quaso, si ira bongro sosie, ente che custo sosia, me quasa, lebri na quasa sia, e stonde che custo sosia, e sopia a pioto, legge custo sosia, se prondi che custo sosie, e sopriandi che quasa, ende qua a piondo con l'igra sasie, e soponde che custo sosienda, e la bongro si ike quasa, e stende che quasa sia talentre si ato, e sopronde che custoso, e soprondeghe che tu assassia, ende che quasce ende che e che quasa lepre negoso, inda grassu suprendega costo sosie, e stondeghe che ye quasa lavoso, belove se tu no Lord, Lord your life that is in me, Lord unravel to me the mystery of the active life, of God in me by his word. Lord, unravel to me the mystery of your life in me that can make me live. Is infranago susuprando custo sosie, ste libroni che quasa, me quasa, attuata negla, lege custo sosiate, ente che quasa sia, attuata, andege custoso. Ende che quasa è pioto, ende che custoso sia, ende che è quasa, ende che libruso sia, ro pioto, onde che custoso sia, me quasa lo bolicrasa ate, e lo bocroso sia ate, e sopronde che libruso sia, ende che custoso sia, o sopronde che suate, e sopi attuata nangle che qua sosia, e soprondi che custoso, se prende che custoso si è, e stondo che le brusso si è, e stonde che libruso si è, e soprondi che custoso, e soprondi che le brusso si è, e sopro o so si è, de che quasa, e su a to, e stonde che caso si è, telli che su ate, ende che custose, e soprande che custoso si è, ende che quascete, ende che custoso si è, mi andoli che quasa, e soppiato golombrus ate, ende che custoso si è, ende che custoso si è, e soprande che galebrus ate, e la prondi che quasa si ato, e stondoke e tuata, lega custoso sia, istondo voligra susa pio, legoto, sopionde che quasa, e sopriando che tu casiate, ende che libru sosie, e soprondi che custoso sia, indoblo che su supra nagasa, indegle custoso sia, e soprondi che custoso sia, istondo voligra sate, ende che libru sosia. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the word of the Lord begins to tell you and I in the book of Romans chapter number 8. Romans 8. The word of the Lord help us to know what we have escaped from. It is written, now because of this, those who belong to Christ will not suffer the punishment of sin. The power of the Holy Spirit has made me free from the power of sin and death. He called the power of the Holy Spirit the law of spirit. Verse number 2. For the power of the Holy Spirit has made us free from the power of sin and death. And that is the law of the Spirit of life. That has been invested to us, which is the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law that liberates, every law that is passed, when you go to the human court, they will quote law number so after Mr. Stone, who has set the precedent, and this law was agreed about. This case is declared nullified because the law has stated so, that any occurring or occurrences that line up with the same case of Mr. Stone, according to law so that was passed in year 2007, anyone that is presented to the court before any judge, according to this law, the case should be judged as null and void. Beloved, because that is what our barista, the human barista, presents to defend the case. Beloved, and to release those who are in bondage or who are in trouble, those who have been arrested or those who are meant, beloved, to be locked up, provided they can locate the law that supports their defense, then they become free. And God's word is the perfect law of liberty. It is the law that maketh free. It's the perfect law of liberty. Perfect law of liberty. Beloved, Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Perfect law of liberty. That is why the word of the Lord will say to us in the book of James, starting from James chapter number 1, verse 17, starting from James chapter number 1, verse 17, Li inge kustos osia. It begins to say in James 1:17, every good thing that is given, how are the good thing given? Every good and perfect thing. The perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither is there any shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Every good and perfect gift is from above and coming down from God, who gave everything. Everything that God given is a good gift. But what is it that God has given? He gave you and I a son. In the one gift is every gift required. So in the word of the Lord said in James chapter 1 verse 17, whatsoever is good and perfect comes to us from God. He is the one who made our light. It does not change. In him there is no degree of variableness, neither is there a shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. Why? So that we should be the first fruit of his creatures. Wherever, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive the engrafted, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. The word of the Lord said God gave. He gave every good and perfect gift. And what he really gave was his word, and his word was his son. It was Jesus who became like the glory of the only Son of God. Beloved, I want that is full of grace, that is full of truth. So he gave us one, and embedded in the one is everything that pertains to life and that pertains to godliness. If we can acquire and connect with Christ, we have come into access of everything that belongs to God, that God has made available unto us. He calls him the Spirit of Truth, the perfect Lord of liberty. It is the Spirit of life. Beloved, everything that you and I will ever need has been made available in us, to us, in Christ Jesus. But beloved, but yet do we really walk in everything? No. But God said it has been given, and it's embedded in his word. And how should we come into the time of locating and walking in what God has given? And the word of the Lord begins to speak thus. In the same Christ, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be the kind of first fruits. We are the first children in the family of God. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be sweet to hear, listen much, and speak little. Be slow to speak, and slow to becoming angry. A man's anger not only allow him to be right with God, put out of your life all that is unclean and wrong. Receive with gentle spirit God's word that is able to save our soul from the punishment of sin. Beloved, NLV said, receive with the gentle spirit the word that was taught. It has the power to save our soul. There is a need for the receptivity of the word of God in our spirit, not in the head, because the head, beloved, is just that part of our being where we see not according to the divine word of the Lord. And beloved, he said, obey the word of God. If you hear only and do not ask, you are only fooling yourself. Anyone who hears the word of God and does not obey is like a man looking at his face in a mirror. After he sees himself and goes away, he forgets what he looks like. But the one who keeps looking into the God's law, into God's law, and does not forget it, will do what it says and be happy as he does it. Beloved, he said, God's word makes me free. It is the perfect law of liberty. And that is what you and I are going to lift up our voice. I need a revelation of the word of God for me today that will make me free in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is that he that continues to live, he that continues to look at the law, he that continues to look at the perfect law, not one that has looked once, but one that continues to look at the word of the living God, ni ike kuazasia, este pioso, poprondegasatie, istunda galibru de vos. onde que custo dote, ente que siato, il labioto, l'ecco custoso, esso entro una casa, e sopra un negozio, e che quasi, ente che custo dote, il labioto, ente che quasi sia, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, that is why the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 18, it said, open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things in your law. Because the law is the word of God, is the spirit of truth, is the perfect law of liberty. I want you to lift up your voice. Lord, there is something wonderful in your word. There is something supernatural in your word, designed for my freedom from deafness, from stagnation, designed for my freedom from every form of stagnation. Lord, help me today. Open down my eyes. Open down my eyes to see the word that you have ordained for me. Ula bi enke kwasasia. Isu kapando gelikusa ase. God's word written for my freedom. God's word spoken for my liberty. God's word spoken for my rescue. Lord, oh God, let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened by the word of God, that I may locate what has been written concerning me. Usopia, sosopro negazo, etege custososia. Integue custosia, depriando que custosia, esto protege custosia, indagaiado, etegue que libros losie, e supla negócio, ante que custosia, depriando custosia, estonde que libros losiate, esto piote que satia, not every soul, every man, every woman in your presence this morning, Lord, let every prevailer locate the word of the living God written, spoken, Lord, for our freedom, freedom from every form of stagnation, freedom from every form of arrest, freedom of every form of destiny arrest, of spiritual arrest, of financial arrest, of mental arrest, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ika kwasa ziato, in la kenge kustoso ziate, in deke kwasa, eternal arrest, arrest of destiny, arrest in the mind, arrest, oh God, in any which way, li ika kuta. right word of God, the rhema word of God, Lord, that will be the liberating instrument of God in every area of captivity.
Imprisonment, whether it's internal to you
or whether that type of imprisonment, beloved, is external. The way out of that captivity, of that is of that particular imprisonment, is not nowhere else but the word of God. It's not in the doctors. It's not in the lawyers. It's not in your best friend, but it's in the word of the Lord. When there is captivity, there is serious trouble. But the Bible says that Jesus, by his word, has made provision for our release from every captivity, whether it is confinement to sin, confinement, beloved, of destiny, confinement to any demonic habit, confinement to stagnation, confinement of any form of oppression in any which way. Beloved, God says it is by the word of God that we are free from such captivity. Beloved, Paul was once in prison. And what Paul did was that he located God's word in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, when they were meant to be sorrowing and grieving and feeling bad. The word of the Lord said, but about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. Their action in their confinement was based on the word of God that they acted out. They were praying. Beloved, the word of the Lord said in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious or worried about anything, including the captivity, including the issues of life, including the things that you don't know, but just happened. He said, but in everything, every circumstances and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus, because Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. It said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I give unto you, and not like the world gives. He is the Prince of Peace in the midst of the most serious storms of life. His peace he gave unto us. It's not like the world gives. My peace I give unto you, not like the world gives. Do I give to you? Let not your heart be troubled. They were in the right place, according to the natural law, to be troubled. They were facing issues of panic. They were facing issues that could make them to feel that, how far can I go? I know I have a calling. I did not say to God, call me, but he called me. He met me on the road to Damascus. He gave me an assignment to do what I'm doing now. But I am a beloved. They have every reason to say, but look, I didn't do anything to deserve this arrest. But they found themselves where they were. What they need is the way out. They found themselves where they never thought they would be. that it is going to come and represent me and act on my behalf. He asked of the word of God. He said it will teach you and I all things, and it will help us to remember everything that he has told us. It will teach you all things and help you to remember everything that I have told you. And he said, peace I have lived with you. My perfect peace I give to you. The perfect law of the Lord is Christ, the giver of peace in the midst of storm, is still Christ. The helper in the moment of helplessness is still Christ. Beloved, the comforter is still Christ. Is still Christ the Word. Christ the law of the Spirit of God. Christ the power of God. Christ the wisdom of God. Wisdom is the ability to engage the right action based on the Word of God. Beloved, so Christ is all of that. Both the power, both the wisdom, both the one that enables us to know what to do, how to tread, where to go, even in any area that it seems like an area of captivity that is detrimental, that is negative, that looks hostile, that catch us, that hinder us from being what God has called us to be. Beloved, he said, my perfect peace I give you, not as the Lord gives, do I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. The earth wants it to be troubled when there are situations, when there are circumstances. But when we release ourselves into the hand of the Almighty God, the one who knows the way out, beloved, you may not see rain or dew, but yet the ditch has still been filled with water. You may not know how, but then what they know how of, give them access to what God is able to do. If they ask and ask the one that it's not that time that you are in trouble, then you are looking for references. No, it is something that is on the inside of you. It said the same Holy Ghost that raised up Jesus Christ from dead is in us, and it quickens our mortal body. And Jesus said in John 11:25, I am the resurrection, I am the life. I give life to those who are dead, and those who are still living, I keep them living. Beloved, and death does not have power over them. What have they done? They brought Jesus. They brought God into their circumstances. The word of the Lord said in the book of Psalm 22:3, it said, God inhabits the presence of his people. And we go to the doctors because we need to know that the doctors are trained. Maybe some of them have gone to the medical school for 10 years, for 7 years, and they were experts in their area. So they got taught so that they can diagnose the disease, the sicknesses, and give us the appropriate medication to treat the illnesses that we have. But beloved, or that come upon anybody, I want you to know we trusted them enough. But beloved, there is the Holy Spirit, the abiding helper, the abiding counselor. When God said in Isaiah 46, it said, my counselor. happening, but you don't know how it ends. And what makes man afraid the most is the end of a situation. It's not just the beginning. It's because you are not sure how it's going to turn at the end. And God said that there is only one end. He said, I declare the end from the beginning. And from ancient times the things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. I can use anything. If God can use a rainbow board to fulfill his purpose. So I need to know what is the counsel of God. And the Holy Spirit will remind us of what the counsel of the Lord is. So that counsel is the word of God. And beloved, the Spirit of God will be our helper, that will enable us to take the right word of God. When you say, God said, bring me into remembrance of my word, when you remind him of his right word, prompted in you by the Holy Spirit, God come into that situation. The Paul and Silas, they didn't write it in the print, but the Spirit of God that is in them cannot be bound. It's the perfect law of liberty, and therefore they reminded God's word and did the right thing in the midst of that situation. I want you to know that there was illumination. There was spiritual understanding. There was a spiritual grace to locate in the repository of their spirit man the right word of God that prompted their action to begin to praise God in the midst of their issue. We saw yesterday Jehoshaphat when he said that we heard the noise. These people, they are the most powerful. He said on Chronicles chapter 20, he said, but our eyes are on you. They lifted up to God forever. And God sent a word. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, shine your light into my spirit man. Let me locate the right word of God that is designed for my freedom from captivity. The right word of God that is designed for my freedom from captivity, from imprisonment, spiritual imprisonment, mental imprisonment, career imprisonment. I decree and declare, Lord my Father, by the covenant of your mercy, Lord, let me locate the right word of God designed for my freedom. Let my spirit man connect with the Holy Spirit, bring it into my remembrance. God's word designed for my freedom. 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 Is super aton gekustosos, ze prendoso, ze ike kuata dangle kekustoso, ze priande gekustoso, istula ba asociate, ende gekuata, ze pronde gekustoso, istonde gekustoso, ende gekeke libru socia, istonde gekustoso, Esto prondega custo socia, esto ondega quianto lomoso, endega custo socia, endega custoso, esto ondega calibru socia, endega custoso, endega calibru socia, esto ondega custo socia, il labestru nogoso, endega custoso, il labestru si icatua, when you look at David, beloved, talking to us in the book of Psalm 22, he said, my God, why have you left me alone? Why are you so far from helping me? And from the walls I cried inside myself. Oh my God, I cried during the day, but you do not answer. I cried during the night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy. The presence Israel gives you at your throne. But he was lamenting until he comes to verse number 3 and understand that you can lament for all you want. It is when you praise God, praise is not that the deed is already done. Celebrating the God that is greater, that is much more superior. That the chain that is much more superior, that has the power to bring out of captivity. David begins to say that, "But thou, O Lord, you are holy. You are the one that is present wherever you are praised. You inhabit the presence of your people." It suddenly popped up in him. You can see he was faint but was anxious. A prayer that is full of lament. A prayer that is saying, "God, why is it that you cannot help me?" It was faint day and night, but yet he doesn't believe, he doesn't have the faith in the ability of God to rescue. Groaning, but there was no delivery. His words of groaning. God says that the Holy Spirit will pray through us through groanings that cannot be uttered. But he was groaning in himself and he got no result because there was his word against God. Beloved, many times our word is our word against God. Our prayer is like our word against God. It's not that we don't know, but when the flesh has a dominant role in that situation, beloved, it almost wants God to become like a liar. Beloved, because of what we are going through, actually the devil wants us to think that God has cajoled us. I remember the lady that came to me some years ago and told me, "Pastor, what have I done? I followed this God for 17 years. Everything happens for my family members, but not me." I said, "If God signed a contract to you and tell you that your time and the time of your family member are the same, your time is in his hand." And that girl was so angry, I wonder, if God was physically present, what will she have done? Beloved, she could not help herself, and the God that was meant to be a helper to her, the enemy wants her to turn her back against God. And I see 17 years in church, no understanding of the word of God. There was nothing in the moment of crisis for the Holy Spirit to pull up. He can't, she was not even hearing, but yet sang in the choir, yet was present in every activity. And beloved, there was nothing to withstand the storm. But we say, "Paul and Silas, they pray, but you don't really know why do they pray and why do they pray." That was what was needful for their freedom, that God come into that place and shook the boat of the earth. He rocked the earth for their freedom. ensure that there is a way of escape for you. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Beloved, I want you to say to the Lord, by your word, reveal the way out of this captivity to me. Captivity of spiritual famine. Captivity of financial famine. Captivity of career famine. Captivity of business famine. Captivity of life famine. The eager quas of the end of the Libra's heart. And the quas. And the cuckoo's of by your word. Reveal yourself unto me. Reveal yourself unto me. In super and the custos of the end of the custos in supreme the quas of the end of the Thomas was unashamed when he said to Jesus, we do not know where you are going. How do we know this way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. To get to the place I'm going, you have to know the way, and I am that way. And the truth and the life giver, the way out of any situation, the truth that supersedes and overrides any reason for the captivity, Jesus Christ is. And he is, as he showcased his power on his word. That is why you and I have said to the Lord this morning, I want you to know that there is a way out. The strategy for coming out is in the word of God. In la bianda de custos of the internal also. But David said, let my eyes be open. Paul said, from the day that I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for the saints, I cease not to bow down my knees and pray that God will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. It is in the word, in the knowledge of the word of God. You have said to the Lord, Lord, give me spiritual insight, Lord, understanding of your word. Let the word of God require that will propel me into action. sosia, ende kusto sosia, estunda ga kuasa sia, ilabi antro no gozo, ende ga kuasa sia, ende kuasa sia, ilabontro no bosi ike kuasa sia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In 1807, they passed a law that is an act to ban slave trade. They abolished slave trade across the nations of the earth, but there are some who were unaware that slavery has been abolished. The law that governs slavery has been brought to nothing. It was an illegal practice. But beloved, the person of the people who buy those slaves, who were using them in a way or the manner they were using them, they could know the law. But if a slave himself does not know that they have a legal ground to be free, they will keep them in that act of slavery. But beloved, that act was passed. But men and women that are ignorant of it, they are the ones that continue to be in slavery. It's the same with the word of God. John 8, Jesus said in 31, if you continue in my word, that is why we have to continue in the perfect law of liberty, because the word of the Lord is purified 7 times. When you think that you know it today, beloved, when you read the same word, God will expound it in your heart. He said, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Beloved, it takes somebody that search the world. Somebody who is hungry after the word of God, that can hear God's word, that make it free. You are sent to the Lord, and one of the things that the enemy does when there are issues, the first thing to suffer is the war. And the second thing to go through the challenge, beloved, is prayer life. And beloved, these are the life connectivity to the throne of God. If you can't read the word, if you cannot pray, you can't sing. But yet the word will provide to you the joy that is required in order to be able to sound even a song unto the Lord in the night season. And when you do that, you will hear the voice of the Lord behind you that is saying to you, this is the way. The Holy Spirit has room to direct, to govern, to instruct us and show us the way out. I want you to say to the Lord, I refuse to remain in captivity of whatever captivity you are in. You are saying, the Lord has set me free. I refuse to continue in captivity of ignorance. When captivity of ignorance of the word of God is there, then there will be a physical captivity of the situation that did not change. You have said to the Lord, Lord, you have made me free. The perfect law of liberty has set me free. I refuse to be bound. I refuse to be subjected even to every power of slavery, every power of satanic imprisonment, every destiny arrest. I refuse to be subjected to you. Isopi andoke kwaza. I submit myself to the perfect law of liberty. I refuse to be stagnant. I refuse to be arrested. I refuse for my destiny to lack expression. Jesus the Son of God. In Matthew chapter number 4, everything that the enemy was doing, he was presenting to him the fish that will satisfy the eyes, the pride of man, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Beloved, but Jesus was attacking the temptation and the tempter by the word of the Lord. He keeps saying it was written. He located the word of God, because that is a word that carries the power of heaven in it. I want you to say, Lord, wherever I find myself, Lord, let the Spirit of God begin to activate in me the living word of God for my release, the living word of God for my freedom, the living word of God. Beloved, Jesus has to pass that test in order to return in the power of the Holy Ghost and his fame spread abroad. There are victories we must experience. There are peace that you and I have to see and succeed, and beloved, be victorious in them. When the fame of Jesus was everywhere, it was the fame of God. Beloved, that was seen everywhere. Beloved, man begins to come, he became a solution provider until he located the word. He said, this day, the word that you have been reading, he said, it is now fulfilled in your hearing. There are words of God written for the situation that you are in, for the situations that we will see in the future. I need to locate my word. It's not a general word. It is a rhema word. It is specific. Beloved, to give us access to every good thing. Imprisonment, arrest is not a good thing. Sickness is not a good thing. Beloved, downtrodden, beloved, it's not a good thing. Oppression is not a good thing. He said he has given unto us every good thing that pertains to life and to godliness by the power of the word of God. You have said, Lord, we put in the dark. Let your word shine light into every area of my life. Lord, let your word be a light to me. For the word of the Lord is a light unto us, and a lamp unto our path. Is the light of your feet. It will guide us. You are saying, guide me by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as today open up, let your word guide me. Let your word garrison me. Let your word upon me. Let your word, oh God, provide the help I need. Let your word provide the counsel. Let your word provide the courage. Let your word provide the insight. Let your word provide the force that I needed, oh God. Oh Lord, my Father. Isu in the gaku custosia. Esu priande gekustoso. Ende gekustososiata. Illa bogosotie. They will set Jesus up in many situations. A good one was when they caught Mary in adultery. They know what the Lord said. They said, we cast her into very act. They saw her doing what the Lord had said. Anybody that does it to be thrown to death. Beloved, if they have been condemned, we caught her in the very act, and they are justified. They say, we saw her really doing it. Why? Because they know what the Lord says. And they were looking at Jesus to set him up. Because they were religious men and they know what the punishment of what she did will be unto her. But Jesus said, if any one of you have not committed the same sin, then be the one that will throw the first stone. Jesus knew that they have the right to stone her there. But it was not about that woman. They wanted to see whether Jesus is working against the law or Jesus understands the law and is not working contrary to the law. So Jesus will always say the right thing. Matthew chapter number 8, John chapter number 8. They told Jesus, they took that woman to the court. They said to him, teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery in the very act, now in the law of Moses, commanded us to stone such women. When, what then do you say? The Lord said we should stone the woman. Beloved, they were right. Because Leviticus 20:10 said, if a man commits adultery with another man's wife, when the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress are to be put to death. But where is the person that was dealing with her? If a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. You must purge evil from Israel. But yet they showed up before the Lord with half of the content. In the same way that the devil showed up and was killed, quoting part of the scripture. And Jesus asked to give the right scripture. He took it to the temple, to the pinnacle of the temple. He said, all of this I will give to you if you will bow down and worship. He said, thou shalt not tempt your God. What was already given to him, what was his, was what he was testing him against. So he was cutting through deceptiveness what was our truth. Beloved, but Jesus won the battle. And when they tested Jesus on this occasion, Jesus did not suffer a loss because Jesus knew what the Lord said. He said to them, any one of you that has not done the same thing, then throw a stone at that woman. Because he's not saying that she does not need to be punished, because that is what the Lord says. Jesus saw the word. He always sees the answer. And therefore, he can speak according to what he saw. And then the accusers of that personality were no longer having a hold over her. They said, Jesus looked at the woman. He said, woman, we are those who spoke against you because they were all gone. He said, as no man said, you are guilty, she said, no one, sir. And Jesus said to her, neither do I. Say you are guilty, go on your way and do not sin again. Because he has the power to forgive sin. And that power has been given to you and I also. He said, whoso forgive other people of sin. But if we don't, so if we don't understand that I have the power to release you, that's why if you are in trouble and the enemy is able to afflict the body of anyone, if that individual can just come to the true confession and say, Lord, it was me that did it. You or myself, the elders of the church, have the right to say, Lord, we declare this individual forgiven, and the power of infirmity is no longer allowed to trouble that fellow. And beloved, that individual will be made free because they have been declared free. In the same way where the judge in court, when they declare you free, even when the person who takes you to court expects you to be arrested there and locked up in prison, they don't have the right over the decision. The devil does not have the right over our case. Beloved, the issue is that locating the word of the Lord that is required for our freedom. And it is not something that we crack. It comes from our spirit man. So you are saying to yourself as we bring this session to an end, let my spirit man cooperate, be in unison. It says, can two work together unless they agree? Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Beloved, you are saying, let my soul, my spirit, come in union with the word of the Lord, with the spirit of truth, with the perfect law of liberty, in the mighty name of Jesus, continually as I seek the Lord to locate the right word that gives me the right strategy, that gives me the right understanding of my situation, that make me to have access even to that which Christ has made available to me, that gives me the right word of God to operate in power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When it comes to the issue of knowing the mind of God, in everything that needs to know the mind of God, beloved, it is a trembling, the thing that makes me to tremble when anybody consults me. Because what you are doing is that you are saying, God, I trust the grace of God upon this person's life to be able to give insight on this matter. The person that you are speaking to needed more of God than you. I was sharing with the prevailers yesterday. I said, a case came to me yesterday, and beloved, and the mind of God needs to be known. I scheduled a meeting. I canceled the meeting. I said, I need to find out first. I need to spend time with the Lord because before I can actually lead you, because we are not consulting, we are not contractors. You will still take responsibility. I will guide you into how to seek God so that you have an understanding of what you must do and what God spoke before. The day before, the Lord took me back to that singular word, meditating on the word of the Lord, and the Lord begins to speak to me and show me stuff. And beloved, the individual, and the Lord said to me, tell that person to pray now that God activate in my heart, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, what you have spoken to me in the time past about my life, about my destiny. Give me, oh God, divine remembrance of what you have spoken in the past. And beloved, I would not know why. Even though I have the answer, God said, don't say it. Let it take this prayer. And that prayer was prayed. And when I go into the scripture and I say, this is the scripture that the Lord gave me, and this is where I believe that God is saying this to you. And the person, the light was turned on, and he said,
I didn't understand that scripture. Actually, I didn't read it. I said, read it yourself. The word of the Lord was read, and just, beloved, when I'm taking time to try to solve the riddle, beloved, it happened just like that. God wants all of us to have respect and honor for his word. That is the final thing that will stand when everything is gone. All offense that we see in Hebrews 11, they walk with the word of the Lord. They see the word. They act on the word. Beloved, and they are the cloud of witnesses that surround us wherever we are going. You are saying to the Lord, Lord, let my heart, Lord, tremble. Jack, you are coming, you are worry at your word. Let my heart tremble at your word. Is he in Catholic Sassia? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that will make you, beloved, to depart on anything that will be hostile towards your eyes. You have said to the Lord, let your word be the final, not the final say in my life. Let your word be the deciding instrument in my life. Let your word be the measuring line upon which everything about my life is gauged. In the back of the house of the earth, it said you might not have been able to do it on your own, but the Holy Ghost, that's our help. The Holy Spirit, our advocate. The Holy Spirit, our intercessor. The Holy Spirit, beloved, the third person of the Godhead, the one that speaks on behalf of the world. The one is Christ. Christ is the power of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. And the Holy Spirit, the executor of the word, it must bring me into continued remembrance of the word of God. They looked unto him. Their faces were enlightened. They were not put to shame. That is why, Lord, let me continue to see your word in any place at any time. Let my heaven be open. Let me begin to seek your word. Let me seek your word. Let me seek you, Lord. Let your word be real to me. The inge custos osiato, lege quato nengle que suato, lebriato, tuto nengle que custos osiato. You shall know the truth. That is fallen Silas, know the truth. The truth was known. It turns water into wine. Beloved, the truth was known. The supernatural power of God was made manifest. The hidden fishes that were submerged under the sea, they manifest. When the truth was known, Jehoshaphat was victorious. When the truth was known, beloved, I want you to know, the Elijah located the Red Brook where the rebel will meet him and feed him. When the truth was engaged, beloved, that which was dead became alive again. It doesn't matter whether they said it was over. It doesn't matter whether it looks dull. If you will hold on to the truth, Jesus said, abide in me and let my word abide in you. Then you will ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Abiding, he said, I stay here. This is all that I have. I might not ask anybody to bail me out. I might not ask somebody to speak on my behalf. But I have the word. The word has the voice. The word has the way out for me from my trouble, from my harassment. The word is my way out. Jesus Christ is the word of God. It's the spirit of truth. I believe in the supernatural doing of the word of God. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. It makes supernatural operations of God to happen in causing the world to answer for itself. That's why the mother of Jesus, he said to his disciples, when they were very, very, very close to shame, the husband and the bride and the groom, they would have been face to face with embarrassment. and shame. They would have met with ridicule because they called the party. Something good was about to turn to sour. Something that was meant to be an occasion of joy was almost turned into an occasion of embarrassment. The mother of Jesus elocated what was about to happen. What did she say? She went to Jesus. And what did she say to Jesus? He said, they have no more wine. Do you know that there are many other people in that party on that day? Even when if the party was set up as a buffet, because if they are serving from the inner room, there is no way the mother of Jesus might have seen it. The mother of Jesus saw the need and went to Jesus. They have no more wine. Jesus said to a woman, what is that to do to you and to me? We are not the celebrant. What has that got to do with us? He said, my time to act and to be revealed has not yet come. Because that woman has lived with the world that he will save his people. He has lived with God's word about the Emmanuel, the remover of reproach, the rescuer from embarrassment, the one that releases from captivity, the one that prevents shame and reproach. Beloved, if the woman looked at his disciples and said, you might not know him, but I know my son. If she knows what was spoken about him, she said, whatever he says, do it. What he said was not naturally logical. It doesn't make any sense. Tradition, beloved, was overruled by what Jesus said. The same part that everybody that came into that party where they're taking water and wash their hands, and the pots were now empty. That tells you the number of people that were present. Each of those pots can take 20 to 30 gallons each. It was a big party. And that was the same pot that they have seen, that they have been part of those who actually took water from it and washed their hands according to the tradition of the Jews. It's the same pot that Jesus said, fill that water jar now with water, ordinary thin water, ordinary on me. He said, fill them up to the brim. And he said, draw some out now and take it to the head man who is caring for the people, to the master of ceremony, to the governor, the manager, the MC at the feast. And beloved, they took what they acted on the me, to send me to meet and keep appointment with shame, appointment with reproach. In the name of Jesus, I declare it overturned. I declare it overturned. I declare it overturned. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. The beginning of my life, I will not know shame. You might say, but I am 70 now. I still will not know shame. You might say, I am 50-something now. I still will not know shame. You might say that I am 90-100. I will still not know shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Sopiandaga Kustososie, Endege Kustososie, Endege Likregososie, En Soprandege Kustos, in Sopiandaga Kustososie, in Stundege Kustos, in Sopiandega Kalibrusosie. Beloved, what you have to know in that scripture is that God of heaven was the one that prompted in the heart of the mother of Jesus to speak unto Jesus. She was a guest at that party. If the people, the celebrants, are put to shame, she's not the one that feels it. So many would have come and walk and see that it is, even when they know it's going down, that will be the time that some people have said, the wine is too sweet, give us double. They are not mindful of other men and women around, but yet the mother of Jesus, notice the state, the potential challenge in that ceremony, and he took it before the Lord. Beloved, she didn't fail God. Somebody here, beloved, you need just somebody to notice the challenge, to notice that you have been, beloved, you have been a victim of situation and circumstances. Somebody that will not walk past you like other people that don't have a clear attitude. You have said to the Lord, Lord, that woman was the helper of those couple on that day. You have said to the Lord, Lord, every helper, instrument that you will use to bring me out of my captivity, do not let them go without locating me. Do not let them go without locating me. In the mighty name of Jesus, the other men were there, but the mother of Jesus was there also. That was the helper that can talk to Jesus on their behalf. Beloved, the helper that will talk to Jesus about my life, about my case. Lord, do not let me miss them. Lord, let the appointment that they must keep, beloved, and the appointment that I must keep, Lord, let it find expression today. You have said, let me meet my helper. Let my helper meet me. Let there be a point of meeting for me and my helper. Ikeku asosiat, the intronogos, the kato asasie. As you encounter the world, you encounter that which is the agent, the instrument of God, in order for your divine help. The woman provoked Jesus, beloved, by calling on behalf of him, on behalf of the couple, and telling Jesus, the wine is almost running out. Those who are not concerned about whether it is left or it is finished, beloved, if she said that, beloved, she allowed the supernatural provision to happen. She was not asking Jesus to do the mundane thing, because Jesus didn't go there with wine. She provoked the supernatural in the natural place, in the natural circumstances. You have said, oh God, by the covenant of your word, let the supernatural be provoked on my behalf, that will turn my shame into double honor, that will not allow the enemy to spoil my good news, to turn my glory to shame. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sopi and Tuata Nangle Kustososie, in Soprondege Kwasasie, in Indege Kustososie, Seprundege
casa, le que custo socie, entro de vos, en la bengris ate, en la bogosotia. In the name of Jesus, you are the Spirit of the Lord. Establish the supernatural dream of God in my life today that will turn around my situation, that will cause me to miss appointment with deceit, make me to miss appointment with destruction, make me to miss appointment with stagnation, with arrest, make me to miss any appointment with disappointment today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isuka tuasa siando lika kuato, se prendoso si ike kuato, ente ke kelipu zosia, istonde ke kuato, ento ke tuzasia, ilo bongro sotie. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said, you see the role of obedience. Jesus said, go and fill the water pot. Draw, fill it with water, draw it and take it to the master of ceremony. My responsibility, if I really want to come into the good that James 1:17 talks about, it is a very important thing on my part to be obedient to God. Beloved, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Beloved, they took that particular water and took it to the master of ceremony. And he said, everyone put out his best wine first. After people have had much to drink, he put out the wine that is not so good. You have kept the good wine until now. The MC was one that you're supposed to see everybody. See the ones that are already drinking. See that people are beginning to go to that place to get wine and it's almost running out. The master of ceremony was not even aware. Many times, the people that you think should be aware of your challenges are the people that are not the instrument that God wants to use. But God will use anything. He will do a supernatural thing to meet you in any situation that you are in, to meet me and meet us in our situations. And then he does it in God's own way. It is not by calculation and permutation. If God does not help a person, no man can help that individual. You are saying, Lord, help me. Until God spoke unto Elijah, beloved, he said, God, there is a place for your help. That place is the brook. And he said, there the raven will meet you. You are saying, help me to be where my raven will meet me, where the raven, the supernatural occurrence of God, will take place in my life, so it could meet you even in the restaurant, in your office. Beloved, it could be the place. So it is needful for spiritual alertness so that we don't live based on the natural and miss the supernatural. You are saying to the Lord, take me to the realm of the supernatural so that I can hear you and hear what you say and to do what you call me to do that will bring a turnaround in my situation. God makes a natural boss to do a supernatural thing. God has said, I can use anything to change your story. So where you are at now is not the final. Be intran and cruise of the earth. Because the word has life for its fulfillment, you have said to the Lord, Lord, I believe and I receive your word. You can turn my water into wine. You can turn my dry place even to the brooks of water. You can let water come from the rock. In this hard situation, you can make a way for me. Lord, I believe. Let it be unto me according to the word of the Lord.
see you promoted, that will see you rising, that will see you walking according to the divine order of God. Therefore, you are saying, Lord, I believe the report of the Lord. Those who have witnessed my humiliation, those who are manager over my problem, those who have witnessed my embarrassment, those who have seen me in the ridicule state, they will still witness my rising by the word of the Lord. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, my promotion coming from the Lord. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Therefore, my promotion is perfected. My rising is perfected. My new son is perfected. For the word of the Lord is a pure word. In keku sociata, in dege kua socie, in suta anda galoplo siate, in suata tapone de gaza, en dege custoso, se prendoso, si ica kuaza. Those who have witnessed in our down state, they will soon witness our rising state. Those who have witnessed our state of challenge, they will still witness our rejoicing state. Those who have seen us in our down moment, they will yet witness our rising moment. Those who have witnessed our sick moment, they will yet witness even our healing moment. Those who have seen us even on the bed of affliction, they saw. Those who witnessed that man in the state of affliction on his own bed for 38 years, who refused to help him, beloved, they still saw him in his rising state, in a supernatural way that God visited him. I want you to know, God said, I can do it with or without anybody. You have said, Lord, let your supernatural occurrence that will surprise me, that will put a new song in my mouth, that will cause my testimony to be heard by all men. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let it find expression. 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 For God is good. He does good things. He said no good thing will I withhold from those who walk uprightly. Beloved, and that word of God is a word that is powerful. The word of wonder that makes the miraculous take place. Lord, that is my expectation. Lord, that is the expectation of the prevalence. Li inge custosia is sopro nega custosia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we were praying. And suddenly, at 1626, there came a great earthquake. God used what is considered to be natural occurrence. He used it in a supernatural way to bring about freedom for them. Suddenly. And suddenly there came a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison house was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. Everyone's chain fell off from them without any wonder, using the key to unlock it. God made them free because some men located the word of God and they acted. And when the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors open, he drew the sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But God was the one that did the supernatural. Therefore, the God that performs supernatural doings by the power of his word, engaging the spirit of truth, the perfect law of liberty, engaging the Holy Spirit to perform God's word, the God that does in the natural, the supernatural, suddenly, that brings out of every captivity of any type that submits shame and reproaches, that stop the stopper and defeat, destroy the destroyer and cause every one of our adversary to go into captivity, spoiling the spoilers, releasing the prisoners, and letting the captives go free, that by the supernatural manifestation of the power of God, I decree and declare for everyone on this altar today and those connected to the destiny of this commission and the extended family of the prevailers, I decree this divine visitation of the God of suddenly in every life by the word of the Lord. I declare as you lay hold of the word of wonder today, I decree in the name of Jesus, as we go forth for today, we go forth as an amazement to our world, as a living wonder of God. We go forth to experience the good things, the perfect gifts that come from the Lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare, as we go forth today, we go forth with divine strength. We go forth being courageous. We go forth with divine power. We go forth with divine comfort. We go forth even with understanding of the mind of God. We go forth even to the marketplace of the upfront in the ministry with the backing of heaven. Jesus said, all authority and power it has been given unto me. Go forth in my name. I decree and declare that every son on this altar, go forth in the authority and in the power of God required for the sudden breakthrough, for the sudden manifestation of release, of restoration, of recovery, of rejoicing, of peace, of lifting. In the mighty name of Jesus, sudden manifestation of our able deliverance from every form of imprisonment, from every form of captivity, from every form of hostility, from every form of shame, from every form of embarrassment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, for through the greatness of the power of God's word, even his enemies submit themselves unto it. Therefore, I decree, whatsoever submit to Jesus, submit to God, submit to us today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, no good things shall be withholden from us in the mighty name of Jesus. The same power that raised up Jesus Christ from death is the perfect law of liberty, is the power of liberty, is the enforcement of the truth of the word of God. Therefore, I decree wherever we go, God's word will work in us. The spirit of the living God will establish the counsel of God concerning every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl in this commission. In the mighty name of Jesus, it says, my peace give I unto you, not like the world give it. I decree in the name of Jesus that both inner peace and peace around our borders. For the Lord will surround the righteous with favor as with a shield. It will increase our greatness and it will comfort us on every side. Therefore, I declare.
because the blessing of God that maketh riches hath no sorrow, I decree and declare that it begin to find expression in the life of every man, every woman that God has connected to this commission today. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall fade away. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise for what you have done for us this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The grass withers, the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. Thank you for the encounter with your word. Thank you for the visitation of your power. Thank you for your manifest presence. Thank you for hearing when we call. And thank you for showing us great and mighty things that we do not know of. Therefore, thank you for intervening in every situation of captivity and for setting the captives free. For this is the reason why you came. Lord, we receive what heaven has already done. Even now, concerning us, we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my King and my God, my Father is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. My Father that perform the word of his servant and execute the word of his messenger. Unto you, O God, that is yet at work, O God, in this commission, and through your servant, Lord, that will perform to perfection every word that you have spoken, Lord, beyond our expectation and imagination, by the power of your Spirit that speak and does what Christ wants to see done in our lives. Unto you we return the glory. Unto you we return the honor. Unto you we return the praise. For we are prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for who you are and for all that you have done. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.